Good evening. I want to start off by saying I appreciate the presence of each and every one of you. I also appreciate the prayers on my behalf. Tonight, I want to talk about some things of Christ. The Bible identifies a number of things that are of Christ. It's stated in Philippians 2, verse 21. It's good for us to know the things of Christ. The first thing that is of Christ is the churches of Christ. If you will, turn over to Romans 16 and look at verse 16. I salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. In this verse, Paul identifies the church as belonging to Christ. The church belongs to Christ because he built it, as stated in Matthew 16, 18, where he says he will build his church. He is its head, like Mark had mentioned previously in class, also said in Colossians 1, 18, and he shed his blood for it in Acts 20, 28. Other verses, like Acts 2, 47 and Ephesians 5, 23, show the importance of the church. If you will, turn over to Acts 2, 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily as should be saved. Another thing that is of Christ is the blood of Christ. If you turn over to Matthew 26, 28, we'll read why it is a thing of Christ. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the many, for the remission of sins. This clearly states that Christ shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Also, if you will, turn over to Romans 5. Romans 5, and we'll look at verse 9. Romans 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Here, Paul clearly says that we are both justified and saved by Christ's blood. The last thing that I will talk to you about tonight is the gospel of Christ. Turn back just a few chapters to Romans 1, and we'll look at verses 16 and 17. Romans 1, 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Here, Paul shows that he isn't ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is God's power to save us from our sins when we obey him. Another thing of Christ is his judgment. We are all judged by him. Are you ready for that judgment? You can make your life right. God gave us a plan by hearing his word, believing it, obeying the words that he says, and confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repenting of our sins, and being baptized to rise and walk in newness of life. If you be in the audience and are in any need, please come forward as we stand and have your sins.